This is the Watch Geek Time Podcast.
Thank you for tuning into Watch Geek Time. This is the Watch Geek Time Podcast. It's a conversation about heritage, history, and why we're so hooked on horology. So sit back, relax. We're going to talk about everything from watches to watches. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is toll-free, 877-POD-TIME. That's 877-766-8463. The Watch Geek Time Podcast is recorded live on Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Also streamed live at watchgeektime.com and on Apple TV. I am your host and resident Watch Geek, Scott Goldman. On the boards, as always, is Jody. Hello.
Scott, thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you, buddy. So, tell me something good. Tell me something new.
Well, I thought I'd change it up a little bit today.
Do, change it.
Because I will never tire of the beautiful boutique wristwatches that you always have on your hands. But
too kind. They're not that boutique, but okay, keep going.
I thought I'd bring in a workhorse today. Now, this one is a dive watch. Now, this one is a Seiko Blue Monster. And it is actually, for what it is, being a Seiko, it's rated at 200 meters, thereabouts around 600 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these go for it now for about $450, $500, I think.
That's a good price.
This one was a special edition, but the crown, it's all blue. The face is blue, the crown's blue. It's like an anodized blue, but it's actually quite a beautiful blue.
Looks like
blue.
Like an extra long strap on there too for like a wetsuit, I guess.
Exactly. That's what I think that they did put a lot of thought into it. Even there is a around the edge of the crown here, there is a raised, what would you say, a bevel? Or
yeah, I guess that's like a bezel protector. Bezel. Looks like it, you know, it's a unidirectional bezel, right here. Let me
correct.
Right, oh, so it only turns one way. Yeah. So that thing probably protects that from accidentally turning when you have your wetsuit rubbing on it.
That's true. And I mean, when you get in rocks or coral or anything like that, you're always scraping stuff. You always end up. So they did put some thought into this, and it is, I would rate it above a lot of your standard sort of dive watches. So yeah, it's quite an impressive piece.
And you know, it's interesting because whenever you and I go diving, we definitely have dive computers, but it's always good to have some redundancy.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, I like that piece. Let me take a look. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you can leave it. That's nice. And the strap is really nice.
Yeah, and there's this corrugation.
Where'd you get that?
eBay.
There, you heard it first. Heard it first, folks, on you. I got it on eBay.
Well, I figured I'd dive, so I thought, you know what, that's one thing I don't have, so.
That's nice.
It's good.
Yeah, congratulations. Here's I'm wearing something new.
I noticed that, and the first thing I noticed, it sits independent from the band. It doesn't have lugs.
Yeah, it's a lugless freak. It's a like you said, it's a Jaeger LeCoultre. It's not from the boutique. It's like 1970. It's a Memovox, so it's an alarm watch. It's got a bumper moving here. You hear that jiggling? But yeah, it's 43 millimeters, so it's big for its time. It runs great.
It's a clean face too. There's actually no numbers on there. There's no Roman numerals or even English.
No Arabic.
But it is a beautiful face.
That's typical of Memovox DNA, by the way. Is no numbers on the dial. But it's a great watch. It's I got it on eBay. Just kidding. I got it from a buddy of mine in Paris, and it's really quite nice. It came out great. They did a good job on it at my friend's shop, Antoine Demaceto, located on Rue de Madame in Gaillard, Paris. There, I plugged you, Antoine. I told you I would. All right, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, there it is. All right. So now that we've done the initial watch geeking, let's talk a little bit about something you were bringing up the other day, and I think you found a really cool article.
Yeah, I stumbled on this. I was looking around. I was like, I love unique stuff and the engineering that goes into these watches, and I just appreciate the work that these guys put into them and what they try and come up with the next best thing. But and then I asked you about this, and I didn't realize you did know quite a bit about this. So I thought this would be something really interesting and good to learn. You know,
well, I think you stumbled on something really interesting and something our listeners might be interested in, and that's the idea of constant force timekeeping. And I think one thing that we've discussed on the show, and as you and I have discussed off air, is this idea that when you have a spring and you wind it all the way up, it has a lot of force in that spring, and it's a lot different, the force, as that spring begins to unwind. But the trick is, how do we keep a constant force on the oscillation or the unwinding of the spring so that the timekeeping is kept at a optimum heartbeat all the way through from the top of the wind to the bottom of the wind?
Exactly. Yeah, that fascinates me how they've engineered that.
There's a couple of different ways they go about it too, you know. Some guys have gone about it by saying, okay, well, when you wind up a watch or a clock, as we'll get to this guy on today, Janvier, he's the guy that figured it out, the dual pendulum that you brought to light in the article. But the thing that's amazing is when you've got something like two balance wheels running in the same watch, which we see with F.P. Journe, it's really quite a trick.
Yeah.
So the phenomenon is really not so much how accurate the timing keeping ends up being, but the fact that both balance wheels, or both pendulums in Janvier's case, will end up taking on the same movement, the same oscillation, the exact same vibrations per hour at the exact same beat.
And that's what blows me away is the fact that they're independent of each other. Yes. They are not linked to each other, yet they're on the same bed, but they're independent.
It is truly astounding. And what you saw on the F.P. Journe piece that I showed you is to do it in a small space and to drive two different time indicators, let's just call them indicators, on the front of the dial, controlled by two separate oscillating engines on the bottom, powered by the same power supply.
Yeah.
Pretty astounding stuff.
Fascinating to see.
And FP does it all in gold. So when Francois sets about doing a watch, he does it in the classic style of Breguet, draws. He conjures up the ideas of Voltaire. I mean, it's really a historical exercise for a guy like FP Journe. And as you saw in that other watch that I showed you, with the almost he calls it biaxial escapement, but
that was fascinating in itself. But what was beautiful about the it's well worth going to those websites, because they have a computer animation, and it breaks down the gearing and it shows you everything. They're not afraid to express that and show that, which was just incredible. It just took you on this journey into the internals of these.
Believe me, they can show whatever they want. Nobody be able to figure it out anyway. It's really quite astounding. And you can see, especially with F.P. Journe, what goes into it. It is truly, truly amazing stuff. Mm. So, and in terms of the resonance phenomenon, you know, scientists have looked at this for many, many years, trying to understand why and how machines will take on the same force, the same vibration.
Right.
So it really, it's something we'll talk about after we come back from a break, because I see Jimmy behind the glass waving his arms at us. And I guess that means don't go to the topic, guys. Just hold off for a sec. So as Jody dials up the theme music from our illustrious show, Watch Geek Time. By the way, just so you know, if you want to see either Jody's beautifully new, wondrous Seiko Blue Monster, visit the website, watchgeektime.com. And of course, you can also see my snowdrop at www.watchgeektime.com. We'll be back right after these messages from a couple of watch brands.
When you wrestle a gorilla, you don't stop when you're tired. You stop when the gorilla's tired. That's why, if you have a prang and your wheels just aren't turning, the good folks at More Than could send you a courtesy car within 2 hours. To find out more, visit morethan.com. I'm More Than Freeman. Thank you for listening.
Excludes Northern Ireland. Offer may be withdrawn at any time. Terms and conditions apply. Comprehensive cover only using our recommended repairers.
There is a watchmaking standard that is revered around the world. That standard comes from Rolex. From clasp to bracelet to its unique watertight oyster case, a Rolex holds its value because it was intended to. Crafted from just three precious metals, platinum, steel, and gold, each defies the ordinary. Its steel, 904L, virtually indestructible and corrosion resistant, is incomparable. Its patented Everrose Gold, created in an exclusive foundry, will remain beautiful for life. Inside, a genuine Rolex movement is a product of superiority and remarkable testing. It is unrivaled. At Rolex, flawless standards create more than a watch. They create a value that was meant to endure. For a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
Available at Lux, Bond, and Green Jewelers, Westport, Greenwich, and other locations throughout Connecticut and Massachusetts, where every box has a story.
This is the Watch Geek Time Podcast.
Welcome back to Watch Geek Time. This is the Watch Geek Time Podcast, recorded live on Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Time. If you are listening to us live, please give us a call. Toll free, 877-POD-TIME. That's 877-766-8463. Jody's with me today.
Glad to be here, Scott.
So when we left on break, we were about to talk about the phenomenon known as resonance.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things that you and I were remarking before the break. F.P. Jorn is really the guy that has harnessed this in one of his wristwatches. And it was really this watcher, more specific, this French clockmaker, Antide Janvier, who figured out how to house two pendulums, thank you, in the same device. And what he would do is he would stop one of the pendulums, let the other one keep rocking, and then let the second one go. And eventually, after maybe he noted 15, 18 cycles back and forth, the pendulums would take on the same
rhythm.
Yeah. Exact same
That's
rhythm.
That's fascinating.
Very much so. So he did notice that the pendulums began to be together, and they did this in resonance, the force of outside vibration notwithstanding, also added to the movement's accuracy. And it was 200 years later when we see that François Paul Jorn. I don't know what happened to this guy, man. He must be in the kitchen at night drinking a bunch of expensive wine. I think he hits his head on the corner of the refrigerator. He says, "Ah, oh, sacre bleu, this is what I will do next." So the resonance, as Jorn calls it. It was released in 2003, and now it's not made anymore, but you can still get them. And apparently just recently, at the Only Watch of April 13th, a couple weeks back, he donated one, and it fetched about $700,000. You can also find them on Sotheby's.
Interesting. Do you know how many figures, numbers he produced?
Of the Resonance watch, I think it was a limited run of about 40 pieces. It's very difficult to execute.
I'm expecting maybe a few hundred, but...
Well, of that run, he might come back with it. You have to know that he makes all the pieces within the watch are made of gold.
Okay.
Almost every piece. I shouldn't say all the pieces, but the plates are made of gold. The cases are made of platinum and or gold. So he tries to keep it very, very exclusive for his clientele. However, even though there was a limited number made, not all were purchased. So you can still find some of these watches at the boutique. And there's one that opened up on Sunset, which is really cool. We'll go pay it a visit. So if you're looking for one of these, you got a cool mill to throw around, I direct you to lot 112. Of the Sotheby's important watches and clocks auction going on right now. Okay? All right. So, aside from Jorn's incredible attention to detail, you know, there's other guys that definitely go the extra mile in the work that they do. So I wanted to also, since we always talk about two guys on Watch Geek Time, I want to make sure we talk about one of my favorite guys, and he is really, really a sensational watchmaker. Maybe the best and at the top of his craft is Kari Voutilainen. And I know that you've seen some of his work, and it is really quite astounding. Yeah. So just a little bit about Kari. He's Finnish. He's like 2 years older, 3 years older, I think, than I am, which... although I seem to have a little more hair than he does. And, you know, if it's interesting, when you look at a picture of Kari, he almost looks a little bit like Breguet. So he's been always interested in watchmaking. This was his thing since a very young guy. He was interested in clocks. He attended a school in Tapiola, one of the only watchmaking schools in the Scandinavian countries at that time. And he came to Switzerland in 1989. He attended WoStep, became one of their top professors there teaching, and quickly moved to the Parmigiani Art de Temple, where he, over the years, absolutely and positively became one of the rock stars of the place. Deciding he needed to go back and give back, he went back to the school of WoStep and headed the Department of Complicated Watchmaking and taught students how to do complications, which is interesting because Kari and I have talked about a certain complication that I'd like to see him do. He's the only watchmaker I've ever shared this with. Oh, yeah, Scott, good idea. Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's good. Oh, yeah, whatever. All right. Sorry, I digress. Anyways. You can go and Google Kari Voutilainen, and like the watches that Jody and I are wearing today, you can always find links to these gentlemen at our website, watchgeektime.com. That said, I encourage you to go see some of the work, and I'm just going to, Jody, I'll show you some of the watches on the website for now.
Sure.
Let's go take a look in ooh and ah for just a second. Here's the current collection. Now, he was just showing these off at... He was just showing these off at Basel Fair just about a month ago. This is called the Kain. It's spelled K-A-E-N. And here's what's amazing. This is the first set of dials that he is doing with this Japanese lacquer studio called Unryon. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. I think it's called, can you pronounce that? un rion.
Yeah. Un rion.
So basically what Kari does is he sends the dials overseas and they work on them with materials they have in their garden. And look at the patterns that they come up with. Look at the second small seconds hand at six, although I wouldn't say it's so small.
It's amazing though. It's like a metal flake in the face there, but it's got all these colors that it changes.
The dial work is stunning. It's,
yeah.
And then look what he does to
the back is just
look what he does to the movement.
That is absolutely gorgeous. So that'd be well worth checking out this site. That's just amazing.
Yeah. So again, Kari Voutilainen.ch. It's actually I misspoke. It's Voutilainen.ch. That's I'll do it like I'm a helicopter pilot. Everybody ready? Victory Ocean Uniform Tango Indigo Lima
Alpha
Indigo November Echo November dot Charlie Hotel. There you go. Voutilainen.ch. Should we look at one more?
Sure. That's amazing.
That's good stuff. So again, Kari at the top of his game, as we know. This is the current Von Huit.
Have you been to his workshops,
Scott? I have.
I know that would have been quite a...
In Motier, it was an amazing day. The shop is amazing. The town is this tiny little town nestled in the hills, just shy of Geneva. And my memory of the place is that it smelled like oil. And that might have been my fault because I wasn't feeling so good that day, man. It's a really great shop. And Beauvais is in the same town. That's actually interesting. Beauvais, who makes a pocket watch that converts very easily into a wristwatch, is also in Motier. They're good friends. Wow. Here is the Only Watch GMT. You know, now, Only Watch is this organization that does fundraising for children around the world with muscular dystrophy. And watchmakers, large and small, Patek Philippe included, will donate a single watch that's very, very special. This one in particular is very special because it's made in polished steel. And most of the watchmakers, when they charge $75,000 for a watch, they don't do them in steel. So only watches like this, which would normally sell in gold for, say, $85,000, that watch went at auction for $295,000.
Oh, yeah.
All for charity and all for the sake of the kids, which is great because I think it's a good thing for everybody to do. And some of the other guys that I would think about are, you know, you got your guys like Philip DeFour, you got Roger Smith, you got the great Ludovic Ballouard. These are just some amazing, amazing guys. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the independents a little bit. For now, we're going to step aside and let our sponsors get their due. And otherwise, Jody can't get another Seiko Blue Monster. All right. We'll be right back with Watch Geek Time. Thanks.
Sometimes you get more done without a boss. Not that leadership isn't valuable. It's just that when you don't have anyone looking over your shoulder, you often come up with better stuff. At Honda, we run our research and development team as a separate company, giving them room to mess around, doodle, try, fail, try again, and eventually come up with something that surprises them as much as it surprises us. Do you believe in the power of dreams?
There are movements so perfect, you'd hardly think they were made by humans.
Thank you.
Omega Coaxial, the most perfect mechanical watch movement in the world.
Break it out, let's go.
Look at the door open.
Scandalous! Warden, two boys going for a stroll.
Release the hounds.
Now what? It didn't work.
Hit him with the Kenny G.
Oh, I love this song.
Focus. Lancaster, no! It's a trap!
Nonsense! My father owned one.
Great goodness, I've been hoodwinked.
And now, here's the Watch Geek, Scott Goldman.
I'm on my way, I'm making it.
Huh. Booyah.
Booyah.
Welcome back to Watch Geek Time. I am your Watch Geek, Scott Goldman. To my right
is the one and only, Jody.
The other Watch Geek. I'm bringing him along. Before we left for the break, Jody, we were talking about some independents. Of course, one of my personal favorites, Kari Vuutilainen.
That'd be good. Are we going to do a show on him?
We will eventually. We'll probably get him on the phone, but for a Finnish guy, he sure has the best Finnish in the business. Thank you. Here all week until next week when we do another show. So, to pick up where we left off, the independents, to me, the very, very, very best of watchmaking. These guys are still working in the tradition of 300 years ago. Yes, they have the great technology of today, like the beautiful CNC machines and wire cutters, static cutters that watchmakers like Breguet and Perrolet didn't have. But that just means their watches are even that much more special. And outside of Kari, I think I mentioned Ludovic, Balloward, Roger Smith, Philip Dufour, some American guys are up and coming. Keaton Myrick out of Sisters, Oregon. Another buddy of mine, Josh Croman, he is working out of a Northern California town called Almaden. These guys are really, really special. And if you want something completely and totally bespoke, they're the ones to see. Any notes on independence, Jody? You just want to maybe jump in on that at all?
Not at the moment, no.
I think we'll have to discuss them a little bit more and to understand.
In depth.
Yeah, most people don't even know they exist, which is really astounding as well. But I'm a watch geek.
I'm just fascinated with the hands-on way that they do things. It's I'd love to dig into that even further. It would be great.
Yeah. I will definitely make sure we put a show together about the independents. Well, with that said, sounds to me like my good buddy over here is bringing our show music up, which signifies the end of another great show. Very slowly.
I've been watching the time here.
Well, we are coming up on another great Watch Geek Time podcast. I am your host, Scott Goldman. As always, with me is
Jody.
Next week, our guests will include an amazing watch collector by the name of Mark. He's going to bring his F.P. Jorn. He's going to bring his Jaeger LeCoultres and all kinds of other goodies. This is the Watch Geek Time podcast. I thank you for listening. Bye-bye!